Welcome to the Celebration Church podcast. You're about to hear a message from the series Little Giants. In this series, you'll discover different things that may seem small, but in reality make a big impact in our lives. We hope you enjoy today's message.
We're going through this series called Little Giants. It's all about the little things that come into our life, the little things that we do that can make a giant impact on our world. And I believe that God's going to speak little things into your heart today. It's going to make a giant impact for the rest of your life. I believe this is going to be the best year of your life. 2019 is going to be an incredible year, and it might feel cold today, but God's warming up our hearts, and we'll do that together. Before we start this service together today, I want to expose the band a little bit. I want to expose something they do. These guys are great. They lead us in worship every week. They're awesome. We love what they do, and it's great. You guys are awesome. But they have this little thing. They have this little thing that they have that makes a giant impact on our worship experience. This little thing that changes everything for them. See, they have these little, where's yours? Okay. They have these little things in their ears. You might see them. Sometimes they get mad and they rip them out, or they get passionate and they pull them out. But they have these little things you might have seen in their ears, and maybe you thought they were listening to Dr. Dre during the worship set or something. I don't know. But these things have something inside of them that's speaking to them and that's helping them move through the worship set. So they have their ear and they have their voice, and they have like some guitars and pianos and whatever. Never drums. Nobody ever puts the drums in. Am I right, everybody? Okay, but they have these little things that what's going on is it's helping them move through the worship set. And so they all wear these things in their ears. And in them is a metronome. They have a click in there, a metronome, and it helps keep them on time, okay? They also, in that track that the metronome runs through, they also have this voice. We call it a guide, and it helps them know where to go when. So it's a guide that says, like, okay, go to the verse now, go to the chorus now, go to the bridge now. Helps them know where to go in the song. So they have this click to keep them on time, and then they have a guide so that they know where to go in the song. But they also have something back here. They have this guy, a music director back here, and he has this little weird mic that he keeps on him. And you maybe have seen this mic and thought, maybe that guy's voice isn't very good. That's why we never hear him. But actually, what happens in this mic is he is helping the rest of the band. So when people get off time or when people play the wrong chord, he corrects them. Okay, he lets them know, hey, we have to do this differently. Or let's say the song's feeling a little bit flat. He will encourage them to lift them up and help them come into the next part of the song a little bit bigger. So if Ronald over here, our bass player, he's a great man. Ronald's been playing bass on this team for like over a decade, and we love him so much. And very faithful. Anyways, he's also having a baby, and this is going to be a good-looking baby. But anyways, if Ron were to play the wrong note, Jamie would let him know. So Jamie, why don't you go ahead and show them what you would do if something was going off, okay?
All right, so instead of playing the D chord, play the G chord.
Right, so he would tell him, okay, Ron, that's off. And then also, Nathan, why don't you show them what the track would sound like? So at all times, they have this going on in their ear.
Intro, 2, 3, 4.
Might sound annoying to you, but super helpful to them, and it helps bring the whole set together. So you can go ahead and shut that off, Nathan. And so they have all of this little stuff going on in their ears at all times that we don't know about. All we hear is this nice, powerful, put-together song, but they're not that good. They need, I'm just kidding, I love you guys. I can say that because I was one of them for so many years. But they need something to keep them on time. They need something to guide them so that they can have this little thing that makes a big impact. It brings it all together, makes a powerful moment in worship. So let's show them what's happening in your ears at all times while you guys play the song. I want to just display it really quick. So let's play the song.
All right, play the track.
Intro, he tells them 2, 3, 4.
He tells them to play the intro. They play the intro on time. Beautiful.
You ready for verse 1?
Jamie's like, okay, let's get ready. And Sierra knows.
Verse.
Tells her to sing the verse.
Well, I can wash away the guilty stain.
It's working.
After all the wrong I've done.
Beautiful. Brings it all together. Sounds great. I've already tried. Might sound annoying to you, super helpful to them. Keeps it all together. Oh, beautiful. But it's
never pre-chorus.
Jamie,
pre-chorus.
Telling us. Oh, the guide also. Here we go.
Add on the bass.
Chorus.
Nothing but the blood.
There it is. It's all together. It's keeping them tied together. They can do this song perfectly, and we can have a powerful experience of worship because this little thing that they keep in their ear. All right, thank you, guys. Give it up for the band, everybody. Thank you. Super helpful. So I have a point to this. I wasn't just like, hey, this would be fun. Let's start the service this way. You know, that's awesome. They have that little thing, and it helps our band a lot, and it really changes everything. What we used to have back in the day, because I've been on the worship team for a long time, we used to have these big boxes that you would keep on stage. They're huge. And what would happen is you wouldn't have the click or the guide in them, obviously, because it would sound horrible to sing like that all the time. So we would just have our voices and some of the instruments in these big boxes, and it was so loud, and it was so hard to hear. And what would happen is you'd be like, I can't hear myself. Sound guy, can you turn me up a little bit? And he'd be like, all right, I'll give you a little bit. And then the person next to you would be like, no, I can't hear myself. Sound guy, can you give me a little bit? And what the worship leader would do every week was they would sneak back after practice had happened and say, hey, don't put the other singers in there. I'm the worship leader. I need to be a little bit higher. Fix what you did. We always mess with it a little bit, but those were dark times. But these little things, this little thing in our ear makes a giant impact on how this whole experience happens. See, I believe God has something set up like this for us in our daily lives. Something that he's trying to speak to us, things that he's trying to say to us, a way that he wants to guide and direct and correct our lives to keep us on the right path, to keep us our lives in check. And God wants to give us direction, confirmation, correction, guidance, just like this band gets every single week. He wants to keep us on time with the rhythm of life that he's trying to set us on. And that thing, that powerful thing, that guide, that little thing in our ear, I believe is the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Maybe you've heard about the Holy Spirit before. Sometimes people hear about the Holy Spirit and they think he's kind of spooky. They're like, I heard him called the Holy Ghost. He's like Casper floating around, you know? Sometimes people think of the Holy Spirit like that. They're not 100% sure about this thing. And don't get it twisted. The Holy Spirit is the key that unlocks everything. That changes everything, that sets our life on the right direction, constantly giving us direction and guidance and counsel and helping our lives so we can have a giant impact. In Acts chapter 19, it says, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus, where he found some disciples. And he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They said, we hadn't even heard about a Holy Spirit. What are you talking about? And Paul asked them, then what baptism did you receive if you haven't received the Holy Spirit? And they said, well, it's John's baptism. And Paul said, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. So they're talking about like the water baptism that you would have saw last week. That's a baptism of repentance. And he told the people to believe in the one that's coming after him, that is in Jesus. And on hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came on them and they spoke in tongues. And they prophesied. I think many people are like these believers that Paul came across, that they hadn't even heard about the Holy Spirit. Maybe that's you today. You haven't really heard much about the Holy Spirit, but I'll tell you what, he can change everything in your life. When you start to tap into the presence, the power of the Holy Spirit, you start to become dangerous. You start to go to a whole new level. So we're gonna talk a little bit about who this Holy Spirit is and how he works in our lives, the little things that he does that can change everything in our world. In John chapter 16, it says, but now I'm going to the one who sent me. This is Jesus talking. And he said, none of you is asking where I'm going. Instead, you grieve because of what I've told you. So these guys are sad because Jesus is going away. But in fact, it's best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the advocate won't come. And if I do go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of its sin and of God's righteousness and coming judgment. The world's sin is that it refuses to believe in me. Righteousness is available because I go to the Father and you will see me no more. Judgment will come because the ruler of this world has already been judged. But there is so much more I want to tell you, but I can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he's talking about the Holy Spirit, he will guide you in all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. So these guys had a real experience with Jesus. Like in the flesh, they had Jesus there. They had an experience with him, and that's awesome. But how many people know an experience with Jesus isn't enough? We need a relationship with him, right? So it wasn't even enough to have an experience with the real Jesus in the flesh. They needed something more. They needed an experience. So back then, the only way to hear from Jesus is if he was in the flesh, in the present, right? So he'd be there. He would be telling his sermons. He'd be telling his stories. And that was how you had an experience with Jesus. But now he's sending his Spirit. So before he was with them, but now he's in them. Okay, so before they had snail mail, now they got email, all right? So he can be everywhere at all times. He can be talking to all people at all times. You don't have to have this one experience with him. You can have so much more than that. John chapter 14 says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father to give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him or knows him, but you know him because he dwells with you and will be in you. This helper that Jesus keeps referring to is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. There's the Trinity. I don't know if you've heard about the Trinity. There's the Father, that's God, the Creator. There's Jesus, the Son, the Savior. And then there's the Holy Spirit, the presence of Jesus that he sent to be with us, the helper and the friend. He's the presence, the way we get to experience Jesus in this day and age. They got Jesus in the flesh, but Jesus said, I'm going to send you something better, which is me in spirit. We're going to check out one more verse, and then we're going to get into the Holy Spirit and how he can do little things in our life to change everything. In John chapter 14, it says, but the helper, and then he breaks it down, the comforter, the advocate, the intercessor, the counselor, the strengthener, and the standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything that I've told you. I want to talk about five different things that the Holy Spirit does. Five little things that I believe can be the key to everything. Just like the band has this system in place that structures their songs, that pulls them together, that helps them stay on time, that helps them know where to go so that we can have a powerful experience in worship together. I believe the Holy Spirit has different things like this for your life. That it's parts of him that are made up that can change everything for you. So the first thing that the Holy Spirit does is he convicts me. Oh, I love a good conviction from the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but what I love about the Holy Spirit is he tells me when I'm doing something wrong. So how many people know I hear from the Holy Spirit a lot? But have you ever said something? Have you ever said or did something that you went home that night and you just felt bad about it? Like you were like, oh my gosh, why would I say it like that? Like, why would I say that about that person? And that's good. That means you're in tune with the Holy Spirit. He's trying to convict you. You know, I did that this week. I was just rattling my mouth off, talking. I got excited about something, and I said something and went, oh, you dummy. Why would you say it like that? Why would you say that about that person? I went home that night, and it bothered me. It kept me up at night because the Holy Spirit was there calling me out, helping me out. And here's the thing. He's not trying to make me feel bad. Okay? It's not that the Holy Spirit is there to make us feel bad about our lives. He's there to help us, to convict us so that our lives bring glory to God. He's there to guide us so that our lives bring glory to God the Father. So he helps convict us to keep us on the right path. I'm so glad I got the conviction of the Holy Spirit in my life because I can't do this on my own. I need him there with me at all times, helping me, guide me. Billy Graham said it this way. He said, it's the Holy Spirit's job to convict. It's God's job to judge, and it's my job to love. I don't have to worry about convicting a bunch of other people. You know, I can help other people out when I see stuff, but I don't have to worry about bringing conviction to them because it's the Holy Spirit's job to impress it on our hearts when it's our time to change, when it's our time to shift something that needs to be shifted in our life. The Holy Spirit is there to tell us not that we are a mistake, but that we made a mistake. Don't get it twisted. He's never going to tell you that you are a mistake. He's never going to bring shame into your life. He's just going to help you know, okay, these are the things that I need to correct. And I'm so thankful for that in my life. I'm so thankful that we have a music director in our band so that when you play the wrong chord, you're not going to go on with the song, playing the wrong chord the whole way through. Sounds horrible. And everybody's sitting there going, I don't know much about music, but it sounds real bad to me right now. The MD is there to correct those things. And the Holy Spirit will do that in your life and in mine. So we can point out things. As a pastor, you know, I can point out things. As a Connect Group leader, you can point out things that you see. But it's not your job to make somebody feel that way and know that it's their time to change, right? It's the Holy Spirit's job to impress it on our hearts. And so often we're thinking that God will speak audibly and he'll come like with a megaphone or take over our radio. If you still listen to the radio, I don't know, maybe it's your thing, but just be like, okay, it's time. You must change. You know, but what happens is the Holy Spirit, when we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts, he impresses it on our hearts that, hey, maybe it's time to make a change in this. Oh, the second thing I love about the Holy Spirit is that he comforts me. So he's not just there to convict, to let me know when I'm off track, but he's there to comfort me. I don't know about you, but in minus 30, I need some comfort of a good blanket. You know what I'm talking about? I'm 6'3". I need the big blanket in my house. I need the one that covers my feet. I don't want the blanket that lets my feet stick out. I can't get warm if my feet are sticking out. I need the big blanket in my house. The Holy Spirit can be like that for us. Just a comforter. And oftentimes I think what happens with people is that they hear about Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and they're like, oh, that's great, I want that comfort in my life. And what happens is we get out of the will of God in some things in our life, and God's trying to correct us in a moment, but we're asking the Holy Spirit to comfort. And so God's trying to convict us, he's trying to help us, but we're fighting against God. And it keeps people from having a real experience with the Holy Spirit because they're asking for comfort in this moment, and God's like, no, I'm trying to convict right now. But when we get in the will of God, we can step into some pretty intense things and be a little bit uneasy about things, but the Holy Spirit will bring peace. So we can be uneasy. Things can be uncertain, but we can still have the peace of the Holy Spirit, the comfort of the Holy Spirit, so that we can feel at peace even when we're unsure. And it's common to go through pain and need the peace of the Holy Spirit and need the comfort of the Holy Spirit. That's great. But sometimes God's trying to push us to another level. And we're supposed to do some uneasy things. We're supposed to get a little bit uncomfortable. And that's when we ask the Holy Spirit to just say, come have your way and comfort me in this moment. Man, I saw some friends go through this in the last couple years of my life, and I've just been so impressed with them. As they stepped into new ground and said, God, we're going to try something different for our lives. God, we're going to take a step of faith and do something, and we feel like we're hearing from you, but we're going to take a step of faith and trust in you. It's amazing to see when people trust in the comfort of the Holy Spirit what God can do in their world. Right? Because we can give our anxiety to him. We can give our anxiousness to him and say, God, I'm just going to trust in your Holy Spirit to comfort me. And come and comfort me, even though I feel uneasy about this. I don't have to have anxiety. I can give that to you and let the Holy Spirit comfort me. I love that the Holy Spirit comforts us. He doesn't just convict, but he comforts. The third thing I love about the Holy Spirit is that he is my guide. He is my guide. You know, without the guide that they have in these in-ears, we know that it's programmed in that guide is going to tell us where we need to go when we're playing these songs. So we're worshiping together and we're singing these songs and we can get lost a little bit and really give our all to God. And we can do that with confidence because we know the guide will tell us what to do next. So we can be playing. Sometimes when we ignore the guide, when we don't have the guide in our lives, we're just playing away and we're not playing with confidence. We might be on time, but we're not confident because we don't have that guide. We're trying to, what's going to happen next? And we end up messing up because of that. But when we have that confidence, that saying, I know the guide will tell me where to go next. I know that he will speak to me. I know what's coming. We can play with confidence. We can live our lives with confidence. We can just keep going on strong, having powerful moments because we know the guide will speak to us of what we need to do next. What would happen in your life? What would happen in your life if you would just allow the power of the Holy Spirit to guide you? Man, I think that you would be able to hear it more loud and clear than ever. I know this from my life, that I've gone through times where it's been my will, my will, my will. But then when I just trust God, say, God, I know you'll guide me when the time comes. It's incredible what happens when the guide is there and you start to see things happen and see things change and you go, wow, how did I not trust him before? He had such a perfect plan, but I needed to trust that the guide would be there. See, so often we look for guidance in the wrong things. So often people, they want guidance, but they don't want to look to the Holy Spirit, that little thing in their ear that's going to speak to them. They look to people. Right? They look to the certain people to guide them. I see this often in teenagers. They're like, I just do whatever my girlfriend tells me to do. Oh, she's so beautiful. We're so in love. I'm not picking on you guys today. I love you guys. But sometimes you can, the hormones, it just, but that happens sometimes as we look to people to be our guide because, you know, they can give us an answer right away. And God's waiting to drop something into you and God's waiting for you to trust him. Sometimes we just want people to answer what we want right away. And then we go to people to get guidance from people who are not connected to the mission that we're connected to. Their life might be attractive. You might like the earthly things that are happening in their world. So you go to them for guidance, but then they're going to guide you in an earthly way. Well, what would happen if we went to godly people that were connected to the mission that we're connected to for guidance? What would happen then? See, often I think people will go to people for guidance not seeing the hurt that they have in their heart. So they might look nice, they might look like they have a good marriage, but they have some hurt deep down inside and they're offended deep down inside. And then they go to people for that, we go to people for that guidance and they guide us out of their hurt. Right? Like you ever have a crazy aunt who just hates men? You know what I'm talking about? I think everybody's got that crazy aunt who hurts men. Who's, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't know who it is in your family, maybe it's you. But you know, they're kind of living their life out of hate for men. I'm not trying to be judgmental this morning. I'm trying to be real. But sometimes there's someone who just has this intense hurt in their heart, and we don't see it, but we go to them for guidance. And then the Holy Spirit's trying to guide us in one way, but we're not listening. We don't have it in our ears. We're not waiting for what's next, asking for that guidance. So we get it from people, and we wonder why our lives get a little bit messed up. When I was a little bit younger, I was running the youth worship team, and all my friends were like telling me about this really good guitar player at school. He was so good, and he came to youth once in a while, and he could really shred. And so I was like, yeah, this guy's like guitar hero level 10, whatever. Like, he's good. Let's bring this guy out. And this guitar player came, and he wanted to play with our team. And he would, as we were practicing, I was so foolish. I was like, bring him out. He'll play that night. And I brought him out. And he would like, he kept putting his leg up on the speaker and just shredding in all these different parts of the song. So like, we're sitting there like, nothing but the blood. And he's like, just going nuts. Like he's just going off. And he's just going for it. And I kept, during practice, I kept trying to guide this young man. Hey, that sounds great, but let's play that later on when we're in the big part. Like, let's just keep this part low. And he had, as we went through practice, I realized, and I should have pulled him off before service started because it was wild. But I realized as we're going through practice that he had no intention of listening to the guidance that I was giving. So what happened was he was showing his gift, and he was showing how good he can be, but he was showing it at all the wrong times. It was way out of sync, and it looked terrible. It sounded terrible. And that's how we can be sometimes. We're like, I got this gift I got to show everybody. Or I got this thing I'm trying to do with my life. I got a mission that I'm on. Not listening to the guidance of be patient. Not listening to, I know that you can do your boss's job better than he can, but why don't you just wait, right? Why don't you just wait and serve that person? Serve her. Just keep serving that boss. Even though she's not treating you fairly, just keep serving her. Let me do my work. Let my will be done in this place. So often we just want our light to shine. We just want to show how good we can be. But let's take time to listen to the guidance that the Holy Spirit's trying to speak to us. And man, when we get guidance so often from people, and we should be waiting for the guidance from the Holy Spirit. When you welcome the Holy Spirit, man, you welcome his guidance into your life. And just like this band, we can keep on time. We can play the right things at the right time, trusting that the guide will tell us where to go next. When we allow it to make sure it's in our ears, make sure that we're hearing the voice of God. And I think that sometimes people get frustrated with this because they're like, God, I want an answer now. And they're like, I'm going to keep reading this much. I'm going to read this much of my Bible every day. And God's like, I'm not asking you to do all those things. I'm just asking you to seek me with your Bible reading. I'm not asking you to sing 18 worship songs today. I'm just asking you to seek me and maybe the one that you listen for. Let you listen to. I'm not asking you to, you know, read like 18 chapters tonight. I'm asking you to maybe read one, but seek me in that one. Memorize that one. Meditate on that one so that you really care about hearing my voice, not just achieving something with what you're trying to do. Oh, the next thing I love about the Holy Spirit is that he's the Spirit of truth. Man, we need a Spirit of truth in a world full of lies, don't we? We need a Spirit of truth. When you have a Spirit of truth, it changes the way you talk to yourself. Man, when you have a Spirit of truth, it just changes the way you see yourself. What I also love about the Spirit of truth is it helps you see the world from someone else's point of view. So instead of just judging people, when we have the Spirit of truth, we allow ourselves to say, well, why are they saying it? Why is that their opinion? Why are they saying things that way? Instead of just judging someone and saying, well, this is my truth, you end up hearing from them a little bit when you have the Spirit of truth. I think oftentimes people get, and especially in this day and age, people get really hung up on their truth. Well, this is my truth. This is how I see it. And we need to care more about our truth. We need to, care more about the truth than our truth. We need to care more about the truth than our truth. What if we took time to just respond out of love? And instead of judging people, instead of lashing back, just starting to think about, well, God, why is that their opinion? Why are they acting this way? Even though I think it looks crazy, why would someone act this way? Just allow the Spirit of truth to speak to us. And it helps us navigate in a world full of lies. It helps us navigate that when we tap into the Spirit of truth that's trying to speak into our ears, that's trying to send us the direction we're supposed to go. It really helps us navigate in a world that's full of lies. You know, sometimes I get really stressed out about raising my kids because I'm like, look at what's happening in the world today. What kind of world am I going to raise my kids in? I start to get stressed out about it and start to think, oh my gosh, like how am I going to be a good parent? How am I going to set them on the right track? How am I going to tell them that they should do this or should do that, even though that's legal now and I don't think I want that for that their life? And you know what I'm saying? Like you're trying to set them on the right path. You're trying to set them on the right track. But you're worried about what are the things that they're going to get into. You know, parents, I just want to encourage you today. All you have to do is focus on teaching your kids to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Because then they have the Spirit of truth in their heart. Then the Spirit of truth can speak to them. You know, this is something I always loved about my parents, is that they always, growing up, we always heard about the Holy Spirit. And we weren't scared of this thing. We weren't like, this is some spooky thing that you can only talk about in church. You know, but I love that my parents taught us about the Holy Spirit when we were young. This gives me a confidence in parenting, knowing that even though he's so young, I'm still going to pray with him. I'm still going to bring him up in that way. I'm going to slowly teach him to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in his heart, be sensitive in the Holy Spirit in his life so that he can have that speaking into his ear. Parents, let's do that together. From a young age, let's teach them to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit's trying to speak into their ear so that they can navigate in a world full of lies. We don't have to be stressed out about it. We don't have to have anxiety about it, knowing that the Holy Spirit will comfort, will guide, will convict, and will speak truth and power into our kids' lives. You know, the last thing, there's plenty of things I love about the Holy Spirit, but the last thing we're going to touch on this morning, what I love about the Holy Spirit is that he gives me power. And in some versions of the Bible, you see it saying that he gives us strength. Power and strength. The Holy Spirit can do that for you today. You can walk in this week and just allow the power of the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. In Acts 1, it says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. You will receive power. I just believe that our worlds can change when we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. When we just decide, you know what, this person at work, I hear about this sickness or this illness or something they're going through, this pain that they're going through, but I'm just going to say, I have the power of the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to reach out and ask them, would you mind if I prayed for you right now? You know, anytime I've asked someone if I could pray for them, they've never said no. People that, and I'm not just talking about in church, I'm talking about out in the world. Anytime I've asked someone, hey, can I pray for you? They've never said no. Even though I was so scared, I was shaking, they never said no. Now, it was only two times that I've done this, but I'm just saying. Yeah. is scary, man. It's scary to do it. But when we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, you know, we don't have to be weird in that moment. Be like, I'm going to pray for you. Let me just get the incense out. We're going to get it around this room right now. No. But just walking in an authority that says what Jesus did, I can do because of his power. What God wants to do in this person's life, I can make happen because God wants to work through me. And we get an authority, the power, the strength from the Holy Spirit to just say, I'm going to walk in boldness. Now imagine a healing that could happen in that person's world. Imagine how much that would rock their life. If you would just say, I'm going to reach out and I'm going to allow the power of the Holy Spirit to work through me. Obviously, ask them first. And I would suggest not praying in tongues at work in front of everybody. But we'll get into that later. Anyways, but there's an authority that comes with that. There's an authority that comes with that, that the Holy Spirit can work through your life. And God wants to give us power. See, he doesn't just give us the desire. He doesn't just give us the desire to be like him. He gives us the ability. He doesn't just give us the desire to want to heal people. He gives us the ability. He doesn't just give us the desire to be in his presence. He gives us the ability through the Holy Spirit. That's what the power of the Holy Spirit can do through you. See, for the band, we don't just show them a metronome before service starts. Like, we don't just get them all here at 8 a.m. and say, okay, this song's going to be at this time. This song's going to be at this time. Let's play this really quick so that you have an experience really quick. And then hopefully you'll walk in that and hopefully you'll remember that. Right, if we did that, oh, worship would be a mess. What do? We give them the ability to be on time. We do give them the ability to be able to play freely by having a guide for them. That's what the Holy Spirit can do for you. He doesn't just want you to have one experience and then always remember that for the rest of your days. He wants you to have the ability, the power working through your life at all times. At all times to work in you. You know, I'm so passionate about the Holy Spirit. Mostly because, like I said at the start of the message, that I think a lot of people are a little bit standoffish when they hear the word Holy Spirit. I think a lot of people are, believe it or not. But it's the way that Jesus can come and work through us. Like, he was in the flesh before, but now he's in spirit, so much better. And man, God just did something in my life at a young age when I experienced the Holy Spirit. It was more powerful than anything I can remember, and I remember that experience, and I have experiences with him to this day, but I had an experience that changed me forever. See, when I was 17 years old, I've been raised in church. I remember being about 4 or 5 years old, and my dad praying for my salvation in our kitchen together. He prayed with me to receive Jesus and ask him into my heart, and I remember that, My Christianity and my relationship with God was very much connected to the fact that I was in church every weekend, and I don't think it was as personal as I needed it to be. I always struggled with that, but at 17 years old, I kind of walked away from the church, and I walked away from God's plan for my life and started following my own desires, started doing my own thing. I moved out of my parents' house. I moved in with my girlfriend. I thought I was figuring this thing out on my own, and I was really struggling with it, and so many people were reaching out to me and trying to help me come back to church, trying to help me come back to Jesus, and I was just struggling, and I just thought I had things figured out on my own, but luckily, I had, you know, brothers that would reach out to me, that would call me, and luckily I had youth leaders that were there for me in the middle of the night. And I remember a season in my life where every single night I would cry myself to sleep, every single night, just knowing that I was away from the will of God for my life, knowing that I was disappointing my parents, knowing that my parents were upset, that they were worried about me every night. And it was tough for me because I knew I was turning my back on God. But one morning I found myself, after not being in church for an entire year, not being in my parents' church at all, and not being in churches whatsoever, one morning I found myself in a little church, kind of just ended up in this small little church in Edmonton. And I went in that room not expecting anything. I went in that room just feeling numb, feeling far from God. And I went in there, but luckily, the Holy Spirit was in that church that day. Luckily, the Holy Spirit was with me that whole time, but his presence was there in that church. And I went in and the band was singing. I didn't really expect it to get anything out of it. I kind of just stood there holding the chair in front of me. And as we sang this song called Majesty, it's an old song, but I love it so much. As we sang that song, I just felt the Holy Spirit in that moment just impress on my heart. And all at once, he was convicting me. He was comforting me. He was bringing me truth. He was bringing me guidance, but I also felt his power, his presence in that moment. And in that moment, everything changed forever because I knew that I'd been lying to myself and the Spirit of Truth made it so clear to me. I knew that I'd been far from God. I knew that I'd turn my back on God, but he was comforting me. So as I was getting convicted, he was also comforting. And a lot of times we're waiting for God to speak something big to us. And I remember getting a word spoken to me that it was just like, it's time to change. I love you so much. Let's change right now. Your presence has found me right here. But I also just remember feeling this impression on my heart. Something changed in a moment because the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And I just took a moment in that church to hear what he was trying to say. And I could not deny his presence. It was an experience in that time, but it's continued to be a relationship now. And we need the Holy Spirit to speak to us. We need him constantly in our ear, constantly telling us where to go next, how to keep us on time. And Jesus said, I'm going to go be with the Father, but I'm going to be in you. And I believe that God wants to make little changes in our lives. And he's brought the Holy Spirit to impress that on our heart, to help speak to us. And there is power in having him here. There's also conviction. There's comfort. There's guidance. There's a spirit of truth. And we need to move out of the way so the Holy Spirit can have his way. The power starts to shift. So maybe you're sitting here today going, okay, well, what does that look like? How do I apply this? Like I said, just take time in your life to let the Holy Spirit speak. Maybe it's just a moment in your car after you left it running for an hour just to get it warm. But just taking time with him and knowing that we have that Holy Spirit. We receive that Holy Spirit at salvation. And there's two experiences with the Holy Spirit. There's a baptism, but also there's receiving him. And we receive him at salvation because God didn't want to complicate salvation whatsoever. He wanted you to have the Holy Spirit right in that moment. When you receive Christ, you get the Holy Spirit with him. And so just know that, man, the Holy Spirit wants to speak to you with this week, and he wants his presence with you. Whether you're frustrated at home because your kids are going crazy, or you're frustrated at work with somebody, the presence of the Holy Spirit can speak to us, can comfort us, and help guide us through this world. This isn't just something for a Sunday morning to make us feel good, but tomorrow there can be an impact in the world around you. Tomorrow your life can be better. Tomorrow your life can have a bigger impact because the Holy Spirit goes with you to work tomorrow morning. The Holy Spirit stays with you at work all day. And I believe he wants to speak to you right now in this room. If we could just ask us all to stand right now, and we're gonna close this service real quick. But I know there's people in this room, and as I speak about the Holy Spirit, as I speak about giving your life to Jesus, you're sitting there saying, I know that I haven't turned my heart over to God. I know that I haven't asked Jesus to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins. I know that I haven't asked him and haven't declared that I'm gonna live for him and serve him for the rest of my life. Man, I would love to pray with you in this moment to receive the Holy Spirit right now through salvation. I'd love to pray with you in this moment to change eternity forever. And maybe there's people, you're online, maybe you're somewhere right now and there's a screen between you and me, but there's not a screen between you and God. And he wants to speak to you wherever you are. The Holy Spirit's with you, wherever you're watching this. But I believe that he's here right now and he would love to come into your heart. And that right now we can pray a prayer together and ask Jesus to come and forgive us of our sins. And from now on, we have salvation and our eternity has changed forever and our lives are changed forever. If you'd like to pray this prayer with me to make the decision to make Jesus the Lord of your life and ask him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins, I'd love to pray with you as we pray together this morning. So what I'm gonna ask is, even if you're not praying this prayer with me, that you just close your eyes and bow your heads right now, just in respect for those around you. Just so that this decision is between you and God right now. And I'm gonna ask that on the count of three, you'd put your hand up so I know who I'm praying with to make the best decision you could ever make in your life. One, two, three. Shoot your hand up right now. Awesome, Awesome. There's hands all over this room. You can go ahead and put your hand down. That's the best decision you could ever make. And maybe you're in this room right now and you didn't put your hand up, but you know you want to make this decision. All you got to do is believe in your heart and speak it with your mouth. Proclaim it with your lips and your eternity will be changed forever. I just ask the whole church to repeat after me as these people make the best decision they could ever make in their life. Let's go ahead. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you sent your son to die on the cross for me. Today I ask that you come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I welcome the Holy Spirit in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from our series, Little Giants. If you'd like to know more about Celebration Church or would like to partner with us financially, visit our website at celebrationedmonton.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at CelebrationEDM and Facebook at Celebration Church. Come back next week to hear another great message.